So I'm going to go ahead and start the prayer list because it's quite lengthy, and I want to try to get through it before Geshe-la comes. So, prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Anne McNeil, Ms. Andrews, Sarah Askew, Francis Bride, Jerry Eastler, Dr. Merrill Harmel, Francis Hayashi, Mary Holler, Lyle Landis, Francis Myers, Julia Sanchez, Eloise Nolan Warren, Allie the Dog, Monty the Cat, and Pema the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Cab J. Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltsen, Venerable Ngawang Lamo and family, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Maybell Allen, Tom Andrews and family, the family of Sarah Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcissus Barona Sr., the Black family, Carol Bowers, Tim Bryden family, Steve and Terry Bull, Yuki Burroughs, Billy Carlisle and family, John Carroll, Dwight Clark, Dimitri and Suzanne Darmandopoulos, Tashi Drolma, Megan Flaherty, Susan Kramer Gilbert, Mildred Gooch, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Catherine Hines, Stephen Holler and family, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnston, Helen Kasanoff, Wendy King, Nina Kowalski, Lyle Landis' family, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lilligan family, Mary Lojek, R.M., Wilbert Martin, Michelle Maddich, Ons McCall, Tom McGinnity, Kathy McKean, Elvia Mejia, Michael M. Miladonis, Bruce Miller, Charles Mitchell, Evan Myrtle and family, Jay Pandya, Anapozo, Jamie Price, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ralph Rumley, Eileen Rubin and family, the family of Julia Sanchez, Patrick Scario, Joanne Cease, Tessa Selby, Pooja Shaw, Gloria Shelton, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Frank Sutara, Jim Satoris, Lobsang Topton, Francis Ullman, Dion Washington, John Webb, Elizabeth White, Michael George Williams Jr., Lily Williams and Dee Freeman, Shay Wolkowicki, Marguerite Young, Cokie the Cat, Dorje and Kadra the Pigs, and Solomon the Cat. If you have any names to add, please say them now.
Good evening. Welcome back to London class. So, I thought, Samula mother passed away, I think. When?
Yeah, about 4:45.
4:45. I think then, also, one of the Patrick, I think, Patrick.
His cousin?
His cousin.
I think it was.
So, Samula, you know, dedicated so much hard time to serving saints. So, I thought, before class, maybe we should say some prayers, you know, for her good rebirth. I think she's like 92.
I think something like that, yeah.
92 years old. We do like usual, begin with the refuge Buddhist prayer, then four immeasurable, then seven limbs. So then, how is about reciting King of Prayer, then after that, probably say three rounds of Mani Mantras. Then also please remember all the people in the prayer list. There's like a lot of them. I'm not remember them too. Especially the Lamas Mother.
So we'll start with Refuge and Bodhicitta on page 98.
Oh, there's going to be, everybody has Refuge Buddhist prayer. We'll chant Refuge and Buddhist prayer. Lord.
In Tibetan?
Yeah.
That's on page 37.
Yeah.
Turn back one page on page 35 for the seven limb prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Go sum go pe
go ne za ze lo me za ze de che ne ma le mo ta me ne za de mo ta de za
page 249.
This is for Hamula's mother. Hamula's mother just passed away. 430. Oh. Yeah, Chukla, please start in English.
King of Prayer is the extraordinary aspiration of the practice of Samantabhadra. I bow down to the useful Arya Manjushri. You lions among humans, gone to freedom in the present, past, and future, in the worlds of 10 directions, to all of you with body, speech, and sincere mind, I bow down. With the energy of aspiration for the Bodhisattva way, with a sense of deep respect, and with as many bodies as atoms of the world, to all of you Buddhas visualized as real, I bow down. On every atom are Buddhas, numberless as atoms, each amidst a host of Bodhisattvas, and I am confident the sphere of all phenomena is entirely filled with Buddhas in this way. With infinite oceans of praise to you and oceans of sound from the aspects of my voice, I sing the breathtaking excellence of Buddhas and celebrate all of you gone to live. Beautiful flowers and real garlands, sweet music and parasols, sparkling lights and sublime incense, I offer to you, victorious ones. Fine dress and fragrant perfume, sandalwood powder, heaped high as Mount Meru, all wondrous offerings and spectacular array, I offer to you, victorious one. With transcendent offerings, peerless and vast, with profound admiration for all the Buddhas, with strength of conviction in the Bodhisattva way, I offer and bow down to all victorious ones. Every harmful action I have done with my body, speech, and mind, overwhelmed by attachment, anger, and confusion, all these I openly lay bare before you. I lift up my heart and rejoice in all positive potential of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in 10 directions, of solitary realizers here still training and those beyond, and of all ordinary beings. You who are the bright lights of worlds in 10 directions, who have attained a Buddha's omniscience through the stages of awakening, all you who are my guides, please turn the supreme wheel of Dharma. With palms together, I earnestly request, you who may actualize parinirvana, please stay with us for eons numberless as atoms of the world, for the happiness and well-being of all wanderers in samsara. Whatever slight positive potential I may have created, by paying homage, offering and acknowledging my faults, rejoicing and requesting that the Buddhas stay and teach, I now dedicate all this for full awakening. May you Buddhas now living in the worlds of 10 directions, and all you gone to freedom in the past, accept my offering. May those not yet arisen quickly perfect their minds, awakening as fully enlightened ones. May all the worlds in 10 directions be entirely pure and vast. May they be filled with Bodhisattvas surrounding Buddhas gathered beneath the Bodhi tree. May as many beings as exist in the 10 directions be always well and happy. May all samsaric beings live in accord with the Dharma, and may their every Dharma wish be fulfilled. Remembering my past lives and all varieties of existence, may I practice the Bodhisattva way, and thus in each cycle of death, migration, and birth, may I always abandon the household of life. Then, following in the footsteps of all the Buddhas, and perfecting the practice of a Bodhisattva, may I always act without error or compromise, with ethical discipline, faultless and pure. May I teach the Dharma in the language of gods, in every language of spirits and knowledge. of demons and in the void of every form of being. May I be gentle-minded, cultivating the six paramitas, and never forget bodhicitta. May I completely cleanse without omission every negativity and all that obscures this awakening mind. May I traverse all my lives in the world free of karma, afflictions, and interfering forces, just as the lotus blossom is undisturbed by the water's waves, just as the sun and moon move unhindered through the sky. May I ease the suffering in the lower realms and in the many directions and dimensions of the universe. May I guide all wanderers in samsara to the pure bliss of awakening and be of worldly benefit to them as well. May I practice constantly for eons to come, perfecting the activities of awakening, acting in harmony with the various dispositions of beings, showing the ways of a bodhisattva. May I always have the friendship of those whose path is like mine, and with body, words, and also mind, may we practice together the same aspirations and activities. May I always meet a spiritual mentor and never displease that excellent friend who deeply wishes to help me and expertly teaches the bodhisattva way. May I always directly see the Buddhas, masters encircled by bodhisattvas, and without pause or discouragement for eons to come, may I make extensive offerings to them. May I hold within me the Buddha's genuine Dharma, illuminate everywhere the teachings that awaken, embody the realizations of a bodhisattva, and practice ardently in all future eons. While circling through all states of existence, may I become an endless treasure of good qualities, skillful means, wisdom, samadhi, and liberating stabilization, gathering limitless pristine wisdom and positive potential. On one atom I shall see Buddha fields numberless as atoms, inconceivable Buddhas among bodhisattvas in every field, practicing the activities of awakening. Perceiving this in all directions, I dive into an ocean of Buddha fields, each an ocean of eons, Buddhas in the space of a wisp of air, so I too will practice for an ocean of eons. Thus I am continually immersed in the teaching of Buddhas, expression that reveals an ocean of qualities in one word, the completely pure eloquence of all the Buddhas, communication suited to the varied tendencies of beings, the strength of understanding I plunge into the infinite enlightened speech of the Dharma of all Buddhas and three times gone to freedom, who continually turn the wheel of Dharma message. I shall experience in one moment such vast activity of all future eons, and I will enter into an eon of three times in but a fraction of a second. In one instant I shall see all those awakened beings, past, present, and future lions among humans, and with the power of an illusion-like stabilization, I will constantly engage in their inconceivable activity. I shall manifest upon one single atom the array of pure lands present, past, and future. Likewise, I shall enter the array of pure Buddha fields in every direction without exception. I shall enter the very presence of all my guides, those lights of this world who are yet to appear, those sequentially turning the wheels of complete awakening, those who reveal nirvana, final perfect peace. May I achieve the power of swift magical emanation, the power to lead to the great vehicle through every approach, the power of always beneficial activity, the power of love pervading all realms, the power of all-surpassing positive potential, the power of supreme knowledge unobstructed by discrimination, and through the powers of wisdom, skillful means, and samadhi, may I achieve the perfect power of awakening. Purifying the power of all contaminated actions, crushing the power of disturbing emotions at their root, diffusing the power of interfering forces, I shall perfect the power of the bodhisattva practice. May I purify an ocean of worlds, may I free an ocean of beings, may I clearly see an ocean of Dharma. May I realize an ocean of pristine wisdom. May I purify an ocean of activities. May I fulfill an ocean of aspirations. May I make offerings to an ocean of Buddhas. May I practice without discouragement for an ocean of eons. To awaken fully through this bodhisattva way, I shall fulfill without exception all the diverse aspirations of the awakening practice of all Buddhas gone to freedom in the three times everywhere. In order to practice exactly as the wise one, called Samantabhadra, all-embracing good, the elder brother of the sons and daughters of the Buddhas, I completely dedicate all this goodness. Likewise, may I dedicate just as a skillful Samantabhadra, with pure body, speech, and mind, pure actions, and pure Buddha fields. I shall give rise to the aspiration of Manjushri for this bodhisattva practice of all-embracing good, to perfect these practices without discouragement of pause in all future eons. May my pure activities be endless, my good qualities boundless, and through abiding in immeasurable activity, may I actualize infinite emanations. Limitless is the end of space. Likewise, limitless are living beings. Thus, limitless are karma and afflictions. May my aspirations reach be limitless as well. One may offer to the Buddhas all wealth and adornments of infinite worlds in 10 directions, and one may offer during eons numberless as atoms of the world, even the greatest happiness of gods and humans. But whoever hears this extraordinary aspiration and longing for highest awakening gives rise to faith just once, creates far more precious positive potential. Those who make this heartfelt aspiration for the Bodhisattva way will be free of all lower rebirths, free of harmful companions, and will quickly see Amitabha, infinite light. And even in this very human life, they will be nourished by happiness and have all conducive circumstances. Without waiting long, they will become like Samantabhadra himself. Those who give voice to this extraordinary aspiration will quickly and completely purify the 5 boundless harmful actions created under the power of ignorance. Blessed with supreme knowledge, excellent body, family, attributes, and appearance, they will be invincible to vast interfering forces and misleading teachers, and all the 3 worlds will make offerings, going quickly to the noble Bodhi tree and sitting there to benefit sentient beings, subduing all interfering forces. They will fully awaken and turn the great wheel of Dharma. Have no doubt that complete awakening is the fully ripened result, comprehended only by a Buddha, of holding in mind by teaching, reading, or reciting this aspiration of the Bodhisattva practice. In order to train, just like the hero Manjushri, who knows reality as it is, and just like Samantabhadra as well, I completely dedicate all this goodness just as they did. With that dedication which is praised as greatest by all the Buddhas gone to freedom in the 3 times, I too dedicate all my roots of goodness for the attainments of the Bodhisattva practice. When the moment of my death arrives, by eliminating all obscurations and directly perceiving Amitabha, may I go immediately to Sukhavati, pure land of great joy. Having gone to Sukhavati, may I actualize the meaning of these aspirations, fulfilling them all without exception, for the benefit of beings for as long as this world endures. Born from an extremely beautiful, superlative lotus, in this joyful land of Buddha's magnificent mandala, may I receive a prediction of my awakening directly from the Buddha Amitabha. Having received a prediction there, may I create vast benefit for beings throughout the 10 directions with 1 billion emanations by the power of wisdom. Through even the small virtue I have accumulated by offering this prayer of the Bodhisattva practice, may all the positive aspirations of beings be fulfilled in an instant. Through creating limitless positive potential, by dedicating this prayer of Samantabhadra's deeds, may all beings drowning in this torrent of suffering enter the presence of Amitabha. Through this king of aspirations, which is the greatest of the sublime, helping infinite wanderers in samsara, to the accomplishment of this scripture dazzling with Samantabhadra's practice, may suffering realms be utterly emptied of all beings.
So now we are going to chant Mani Mantra. Maybe we'll chant together 21 times. Then the rest, we recite silently. Then addition to that, then 2 more malas, and altogether 3 malas, okay? So then dedicated that to Ramalas and moms, smooth transitions through the Pardo, and also for her, a good or higher rebirth. And together with then all the beings who lost their life today. So I will dedicate it for them, all the beings, okay? Chidi Mokya Kundo Kanto Sanjin Che Ula Che Tuje Chidi Dula Che Che Se La Chan Se La
Om Mani
Padme Hum Om Mani Padme Hum Om Mani Padme Hum
Oh,
my God. Then a few medicine for the mantra. Medicine for the mantra. So I will say, but it's hard because we don't have in order. So we do have the 8 medicine Buddha's name, but it's not in order. The order means it's not. So I will say in Tibetan, so then we will recite mantra together. Okay. I'll say the 8 medicine Buddha mantra in name in Tibetan, so then followed by the medicine Buddha mantra all together, okay, or with the step stanza before the mantra. First, let me say the 8 medicine Buddha mantra names in Tibetan.
Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of lower realms, dispeller of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha Lapis Light. Om Namo Bhagavate Bhaganze
Guru Bendraya Pabharataya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasambuddhaya Teyata Om Bhaganze
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogade Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Arhata Samogate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Bhagavaya Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyasam Bhutaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Dendroya Tabarataya Tabagadaya Arhate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bhagavate Bhagavate Maha Bhagavate Bhagavate Raja Samogate Loha
Gevadi Yajindu Dasaje Melandu Jirendo Vajidya Malema Tiyya Salangam Barayjo Oh, then one more mantra, then we'll read the book, study it. Okay. This is for Samula's mother who passed away, our nun, Samula's mother who passed away at 4 o'clock. So she's 92 years old, so she did, she offered a lot of service for the saint. So so we'll just know, we'll bring that for her. So now, Vajrasattva mantra, so see, one of the most powerful purification practice, even just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, purify each and every negative karma. So, person who is reciting, of course, no. Person who is remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, of course, then people who hear the mantra also will purify. Also, no, just remember that, okay, it purify each and every negative karmas. So then also dedicated this Vajrasattva mantra recitation to dedicate it for Samula's mother and Patrick's, you know, cousin. Patrick's
yes.
Cousin. And all the people, all the beings who pass away today, or to the power of the mantra, purify their negative karma, okay?
It's on page 16.
So, we said the stanza before that.
Congregation, the one that is in the name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus, to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manubalaya Vajrasattva Tinabhati Chachudo Mebhava Sudo kaya me bawa, subo kaya me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva sede me praya cha, sarva kama sutra me siddhanshi akuru hum, ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tada gata, bhagama me muza bhagama vama samaya sarva ahum pe om,
bhaja sapa samaya,
mane bhavaya,
bhaja sapa tenova, tita tuta me bawa,
Sudo kaya me bawa, zubo kaya me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva sede me bawa, sarva kama sutta me siddhanshi akuru hum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhadrama me mudam bhadram bawa ma samaya, sarva ahum pe om, bhaja sapa samaya, manya bhavaya, bhaja sapa dinobhati tatu, Sudo kaya me bawa, subo kaya me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva sede me praya, sarva kama sutra me siddhanshi akuru hum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhadrama me mudam bhadram bawa ma samaya, sadu ahum pe om,
bhaja sapa samaya,
manya bhavaya,
bhaja sapa dinobhati tatu dhamme bawa,
Sudo kaya me bawa, subo kaya me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva sede me praya, sarva kama sutra me siddhanshi akuru hum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhadrama me mudam bhadram bawa ma samaya, sadu ahum pe om,
vajra sapa samaya,
manya bhavaya,
Sotokayo mebawa, subokayo mebawa, anurakyo mebawa, sarva siddhi mekaya, sarva kama sutta me, sita shiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana, sarva tata gata, vajama me mudha, vajama va maha samaya, sabha ahum, pe om, vaja sapa samaya, manu palaya, vaja sapa dinopa, tita chito mebawa, Sutokayo mebawa, subokayo mebawa, anurado mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayasa, sarva kama sutta me, sitam shiya kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, vajama me mudam, vajama va maha samaya, sadhu ahum, pe om, vaja sapa samaya, manu palaya, vaja sapa dinopa, tita chito mebawa, Sutokayo mebawa, subokayo mebawa, anurakyo mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayasa, karma citta me, siddhasiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhagama me mudam, bhagama va maha samaya, sadhu ahum, pe om, bhaja sapa samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sapa dinopa, tita chito mebawa, sutokayo mebawa, subokayo mebawa, anurakyo mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayasa, sarva karma citta me, siddhasiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhagama me mudam, bhagama va maha samaya, sadhu ahum, pe om, bhaja sapa samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sapa dinopa, tita chito mebawa, sutokayo mebawa, subokayo mebawa, anurakyo mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayasa, sarva karma citta me, siddhasiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhagama me mudam, bhagama va maha samaya, sadhu ahum, pe om, bhaja sapa samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sapa dinopa, tita chito mebawa, sutokayo mebawa, subokayo mebawa, anurakyo mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayasa, sarva karma citta me, siddhasiyam kuruhum, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sarva tata gata, bhagama me mudam, bhagama va maha samaya, sadhu ahum, pe so now please deep down from your heart, please visualize that Buddha Vajrasattva calling your name like, oh my child, and all the negative karma has been created in the past, created now, will be created in the future, will completely purify and together with all the beings. Okay? So mandala offering. So then, the mandala offering is on page 97. Sa shi pu ki
jo. Yeah. Back to Lamrim class. I think Chukila and Chukila and Kandula has been helping to Lamula, you know, I think all this time. So
Many people, too.
Many people?
Yeah.
So now we are studying the karma session, I think, karma session in Lamrim. Almost. If you, some of you are wondering when we are going to finish, so we finish this much. So this almost half and half now. Chula, where we start? Where we stop?
So in the section on how to accumulate, how you accumulate karma, we're just getting ready to do the quote from the Compendium of Determination, the question and the reply. Sorry, page 305 in the middle.
So, you know, you hear about karma even from the normal people on the street, you know, when you go to Southeast Asia, so now when you go there, So going from America to Southeast Asia, some of the, you know, poor countries, so you don't understand how they live their life, you know, you cannot get your head around because you're looking from your life's point of view. Look at them, you know, so you can understand how they live their life. So then some people, they ask, you know, how you cope with, you know, this difficulty. Often you can hear, you know, they talk about karma. So there's a lot of benefit, you know. Knowing karma, there's a lot of benefit, and so of course, you know, then having deeper understanding of karma does require some kind of understanding of emptiness. Without that, you know, so complete understanding of karma is not going to happen. So without understanding of some understanding of emptiness, so studying karma will definitely help, not just, you know, life after this, even in this life, having an understanding of karma, you know, will ease, you know. So whenever we face difficulty in our life, so we look at from, you know, different, we look at the situation, we have tools, different tools to deal with the situations, rather than no tools, you know. Some tools is better than no tools. So karma, understanding of karma will definitely help, okay? So here, jirimichi kangda yangju so tela oban doji jirimichi kangda yangju seba tela michi ba jilin debi lam seba teji kunjin dema individuation of telling only. I'll just explain. What's the name of text means?
compendium of determination?
Still overdue. I think probably. I think it's written by Asanga, so could be wrong. I could be wrong, so Asanga maybe. Or maybe Vasubandhu or Asanga, one of them. Asanga? Oh yeah. Finally, I got that right. All this year. One thing got right. Oh yeah. If you are wondering who wrote this text, and here in Namrim, you know, they didn't name the author. Sometimes it's difficult, no?
No, it's the Compendium of Determinations.
No?
I think it's Vasubandhu.
Vasubandhu? So, one of them. One of them. Anyway. Jidembe chi kangta yang juwe seba sin juwe chi tela mishoba jidele debe lamla lam cheba cheba tela chishir kujwe debe deba yishina ro. Teda nije ngu niji yang juwe seba la mishoba yime wenje juwe luta ngata yiji lewa cheba na jiru tumba yime tishir kujwe debe deba yime wachamas. He's talking about the second noble truth, okay? Or the fourth noble truth. He's talking about second noble truth. Second noble truth. Kwewe nimi lebar san neje. Tela yinju ve sanbe kunan lambe. Gewele jidele debe lam cheba cheba na kunjung jetim bar sun deje. Samba di da dame ve shira cheba deke. Tela kuala namra tumara nimi zutta desu. It's here, I was just probably not need to read, I'll just explain reading Tibetans. One way to get out of samsara, one way to get out of samsara, you know, samsara is a cyclic existence, you know, like the twirling cyclic existence. So birth, aging, death, then again birth, aging, death, then all between death, all kind of complications people go through, you know, they go round. In order to break the cycle, how to break the cycle? Reflecting on the downside of samsara, not just one time, that's not how you could generate renunciation. So, renunciation is like pure thought. It's not like, you know, escaping from somewhere, going somewhere else. You know, you could go to Himalayan, or you can go to Mount Everest, all the way go to Mount Everest, but that doesn't mean you are free from samsara. So it's not going somewhere else. It's like pure thought. Sometimes it's called pure thought, it's called renunciations. How to generate renunciations? Reflecting on the downside of samsara, again and again, no? Nizeng kundu taba tenyelo, juna teze ngizekja wala, nizeng kundu taba tenyelo. Please don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. So just think, there's a way to get out. It's important to know how to get out. No, someday it will happen. Tera kowe punzo yume kiti za mije shingso, kowe punzo la yume nize koto taba tenye lo juna tenge jite walas. According to three principal aspects of the path of enlightenment, the short lamrim, three principal aspects of the path of enlightenment, written by Lama Tsongkhapa, short lamrim, according to that text. If you read that text, you'll find there what I'm saying. Like the samsari goodness, it's not really reliable, it's not really countable. I say, reliable. Because, you know, we all have experience, we all went through all these things, not just this, but many times. So, not reliable, no? Friends become enemy become friends, you know. It's not really reliable. Does not mean you should not enjoy. Don't misunderstand. There's nothing to, no wrong with enjoying. But, no, not reliable. It's not reliable. Good to understand, it's not reliable. Severe punzo, samsari, good is not reliable. So, nizempunto means, nin means day, same is night. So that's how you break the cycle. Thinking, you know, about the down, reflecting on the downside of samsara, not once a blue moon, no, day and night. That's how they liberate it. Oh, if you're really seriously thinking about liberations, then that's the way to go, you know. So you can't make it like simple. No, you can say, oh, it's not easy. So it's difficult, but you know, you have to do only one time. You have to do one time, finish. You know? It's not like samsara thing we have to do again, not being happy, not being content, not being satisfied, then doing again. Like, it's not like Dharma practice, is not like that. Dharma practice, you do one time, finish. One time, then finish. You know? Not to do again. Make sense? When you achieve, when you break the cycle, then that's it. You don't have to break again. See, once you generate renunciation, finished, you don't have to generate again. It's for good. No? Anyway, here we are just studying Lamrim, how to break the cycle, reflecting on the downside of the samsara, So then, reflecting on that, not just once the blue moon, no, reflecting there again. Then, all the process for seeking liberation is less complicated compared to samsaric, seeking samsaric things is more complicated. It comes with a lot of complications. So seeking liberation doesn't come with a lot of complications. It's quite clear. The process, other than that, or making friends, there's a lot of complications, all other things, there's a lot of complications. Comes a lot of different. This is quite clear. Korean Yimi Lewa, the Tena Injury, Sunday Kulam, the Gere, the Jinja Lamja, and the Kunji, the Muslim, the Ramda, the Damada, the Jago. So that's how to put effort into that. Somebody is a dummy, the Shadow of Vegas. Then, thinking about emptiness, okay? Tetana call a number of Yimis at the Gombe, Korea Punzola, Seba, Sinji, the Nimbo Yang Mani, Dami, the Tena Sutra, the Shadow. So, therefore, it's very, very important. Any practice that we do in the beginning is important to aim liberations. Okay, this is for my liberation. So, this that kind of mindset is important to have. For my liberations, This is for my liberations. Make sense? That kind of mindset, intention, See, so, when we are going to trip, so we buy, toothbrush, we have a lot of preparation for the trip. So something like that, all this reciting money mantra, reciting Vajrasana mantra, helping people, organizing something, just think in the beginning, this is for liberations, So then merit, whatever merit that we created, it will go towards liberations. Otherwise, it may go towards samsara. So then it goes round. So, that's what they're saying. Chanji Simi, Kumbha Jam Mato, Shingta, Gare Mato, Gare Kunju Rangawa, do the Korea colloquy, you know. Exception, there's some exceptions, you know. Exceptions, Shingi too means, Shing means field. Can you read that part? What is the last part? Can anybody can read? Shingi too, like them, but Gare Matos. Shingi too, power of the field. The field here, you know, like, usually field means there's something that grow, right? You plant something, there's something will grow, you know. So here, same like marriage field. So then that's where all your marriage will grow. Not the fruit, but marriage will grow. This is more like marriage field. Refers to marriage field. See, probably you may have heard a number of stories. Somebody instantly liberated because having 101 teachings with some lamas, you know, instantly. These are exceptional. It happens, not, you know. Then out of this, you know, some merit without, has been motivated by seeking liberations. Some, generally speaking, so like, it's very much depend on the motivations, you know. If the motivation is not seeking liberations, so the merit may become the cause for other types of samsari goodness. So they're just cycles, no? So the exceptionally some, so here, Shingi Tulatema Gare Mado Kunju Rangawa, the Koya Koloko, you know. So here, Shingi Tulatema, so if that happened to be, you know, giving something, some food, if that being is like the manifestation of some enlightened beings or bodhisattvas, then the merit that you create is like huge, you know, huge. So things like that, you know, exceptionally object, you know, sometimes the exception object, sometimes object. So, I never have opportunity to receive teaching directly from Jabji Sohan Rinpoche, but for a few. Dr. Brown, you receive Sohan Rinpoche? Teaching on, see, sometimes they say, just special, whatever you're getting the teachings that, you know, like Phobonga Rinpoche, his disciple, there's like seven lifetimes, there's like some auspicious sign for all of them, like seven generations. So I received them, you know, then seven generations, there's like somehow there's some kind of auspicious sign, those all, you know, will take care of Vajra Yogini, something like that. So anyway, here, Sohan Rinpoche said, you know, Sohan Rinpoche said, one of the abbot from the Ganden monastery, he was about to go to pilgrimage in India. And then, you know, he has, you know, went to see Sohan Rinpoche, his teacher, went to see, and he had some kind of, you know, like, seeking some advice during the pilgrimage. Sohan Rinpoche told him that give something, not just have to be big, or give something whenever you see beggars, especially around Buddh Gaya, give them something, you know, something, a little bit. So, after the Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, the Khetri Rinpoche, the younger one, he had, you know, the left side, younger one, was devastated when Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, you know, very much depressed, sad. So then Lama Tsongkhapa appeared to him, after when Lama Tsongkhapa passed away, Lama Tsongkhapa appeared to Khetri Rinpoche in five different forms, you know. Sibanga is called, we don't have Tanga here. So usually a lot of the Gelug monastery, they have Tangas. Sibanga, there's five different forms of Lama Tsongkhapa. One is looks like yogi, you know, like all kind of half naked, you know, like form of yogi. So Sohan Rinpoche said, you know, that one is still around, you know, that one still around. So if you are managed to give something a little bit to, you know, beggar like that, one is around in the holy site, Buddhist holy site, and it's not going to be appear as something very, you know, clean and like how you say knowledgeable. It's going to be something like very poor, you know. So if you can, if you have managed to give something on that, you know, so then three countless eons of merit will be created like that. So that's exception. That's exception. Oh? See, exception. Oh? Understood? That's exception. Oh? See, other than that, then it is very important to motivate our merit, you know, towards liberation. Then it will go course for the liberation, okay? Exception, like this exception, you know, not really thinking, but never managed to give something like that. So then, you know, that's exception. Oh. So now here, I read like maybe 15 lines. The point is here is like to, whenever we create merit, make sure that we direct all our merit towards liberations. That's going to be the cause for liberations. Otherwise, some of them may become cause for samsaric goodness. Oh, see, oh, that's the whole point. Oh, today, less of what I need is so now how does the so now second move the second
And guess what, Kandala kindly confirmed that it was Asanga who was the company of determinations.
Asanga.
Okay, so you want me to read the part about the field's power
after that second section.
How you accumulate karma is explained in two parts.
Yeah, that one. How you accumulate karma in two parts.
Yes,
two sections. Or Chowa devet into soba. Chowa. Chowa means feeling. Deva means, you know, good feeling, happy feeling. Feeling. So how they translate?
Accumulating karma for pleasant feelings.
Pleasant feeling, huh? Pleasant feeling. Oh, there's one. Chowa tani means soba. Tani means soba. Then neutral feelings. Huh? How to create or accumulate karma, right? There's two sections.
Yeah.
Sova devet no sova, sova tanyan sova oje. Tamola ni je, sudala sobe, deve yunde, jambal jimen, deva je, sudala sova. So then, second one, can you read that? First one?
Yeah, accumulating karma for pleasant feelings. And under that, accumulating karma for the pleasure that comes from enjoying desirable objects, sights, sounds, and the like.
So then, sight, sounds, no, there's like, sometimes you find the book is called Five Quality of Desire Realm. Five Quality of Desire Realm. No, Sukh. Say, sometimes, you know, when you see people do mudra like this, mudra like this, that's like symbolized form. Form, they symbolize form. First one's form. Oh, there's Five Quality of Desire Realm. It's form. All the form, or shape, all the, so, da, you know, then, there's like shabda, there's a da, so da, ti. So then, smell, tiji, raw, then taste, reja, tactile. Pretty much these are called five qualities of desire realms. You know? These are in the offerings. There's many, many offerings. There's no seven, eight auspices. There's many, many numbers. In Buddhism, we don't have PowerPoint presentations, but we have many, many numbers. Five, three, seven, there's like five quality of desire realms. Suk, form, da, sound, sudati, smell, sudati, raw, taste, reja. You know, there's like tactile. So the tactile, you know, there's something like, goes like this. Basically, then you have like fabric within your, this goes tactile, but this is not necessary, the mudra, oh, just out of the headache. So they usually, you know, when they make offering, you know, they do mudra, so they visualize these five qualities, they visualize, they go this sound, and then on the, there's etc. There's like sound, form is mentioned, sound is mentioned, then etc. There are three, last three, oh. The pleasant feeling, enjoyment feeling, seeing, you know, form, shape, you know, color, all of the same. Then, you know, hearing music, all of this, you know. These are all offering, can be offering, you know, offering. When you play music, if you just think, oh, this offering, is going to be offering. Pleasant feeling or enjoyment feeling, you know, like looking in the shape, color, all of that, no, listening, or something, then smelling something good, no, smelling something good, smelling, smelling kale. I'm not sure about that. Smelling probably cheesecake or maybe cookies, no? Banana bread, apple pie. What is that? So then, you know, sometimes people get sick of, you know, all of this sick of, you know, seeing form, looking at shape, listening to music, people get so sick of, then they just concentrate. They concentrate, meditate, you know, concentrate in meditation. So another way to generate pleasant feeling, joyful feeling, concentrating, you know, concentrating, meditation, called shamatha meditation. So much as not right away, but eventually, you know, that physical pliancy, mental pliancy, all that been generated by concentrations. And here you say probably sick of, you know, sick of, or maybe like get fed up with, you know, so then concentrating. So then there's another, the kachide dewala chabalone, thing is in the jibi, so deva, so that, you know, less of ours, that's the second one. Now can you read that and probably make a little more sense?
Accumulating karma for gaining bliss in meditative concentration after you have rejected attachment to external sensual pleasures. If you focus on a meditative object primarily for the sake of the blissful feeling that arises from concentration, you will accumulate invariable karma leading to rebirth at the level of the first, second, or third meditative stabilizations in the form realm.
Oh yeah, so now that's, I like to explain a little bit. Does it make sense when she read? Understood all of them? Chula, please can you read one more time?
Sure. If you focus.
So make sure, if you don't understand, please then say something, I'll explain.
If you focus on a meditative object primarily for the sake of the blissful feeling that arises from concentration, you will accumulate invariable karma leading to rebirth at the level of the first, second, or third meditative stabilizations in the form realm.
Makes sense? Understand? Oh, isn't it?
The next section, accumulating karma for neutral feelings.
Oh, that's good. Thing is, if you thought there was a Sunday Sumba, Major Sunday Sumba, Major Major, Tamil Vodachi, Major Elias or Raja. So when you think about form realm, you know, that's, as I mentioned before, there's three levels: first, second, third. Fourth, there's no pleasant feeling. It's all neutral. The fourth, level fourth, that's all neutral. The pleasant feelings is like first level, second level, third level. And there, you know, no like pleasant, unpleasant, it's all neutral. Sunday Shiva, because all neutral. So, Sunday Shiva, Major Tamil Bhaji, Major Elias, Devala, Chava, Tingi Dilichi, Tsoa Deva, pleasant feeling generated by concentrations. Pleasant feeling generated by concentration, concentrating on one single object. A pleasant feeling generated by concentrating on one single object. See, when you concentrate on one single object, that will generate some kind of pleasant feelings. Oh. So that pleasant feeling. Jidechimen dewala soami nani sunam jidesu goju. This was called meritorious karma. That means, you know, higher rebirth all the karma for higher rebirth, whether higher rebirth in the samsara. In the samsara, this is called meritorious karma, sonam gile. All the higher rebirth, karma to obtain higher rebirth. This is all called meritorious karma. Virtuous karma, meritorious karma, synonym. If you see virtuous karma, same, means meritorious karma, same. Higher rebirth, result the higher rebirth. So you said you understood when she read? So I may go to ask you some question if you really understood. So machism, since you said the devil to the minani, there's a minani, so now my less or not. That is it. I will leave, as you said, you understood, I will just leave there.
Here they translate it as invariable, but some places they call it irreversible.
Okay, better to stick with that irreversible. Better to stick with that translation. Better to stick with irreversible karma. Better to stick with that. No, so here.
And here it's invariable.
What invariable means?
It doesn't change.
It's not going to change. Oh, so by you know, but I don't know the word. So anyway, so then that's also good too. I have no will to learn new word here. So that, you know, that karma will ripen in form realm, higher realm, not in desire realm. That's what I call
invariable.
Invariable. That's called invariable. That karma will, you know, be born in the form realm, formerly higher realm, not in the desire realm. Okay? That's why I call miyureles. Invariable based on the result. The result is going to be in the form or formless realm. It's not going to be desire realms. Okay? That's why it's called invariable karma. If you just focusing on pleasant feeling, they generated by concentration, if you just focus on that, so that is going to be, you are going to creating invariable karma, invariable based on the result. Then, if you motivated everything, that all the good things that you do, talking, saying something, you know, saying prayer, meditation, you know, offering service, volunteering at the center, combining the voluntary, mainly voluntary at the center, not mainly. That also include voluntary at the center. Included. That's like strongly included. So all of that, you know, if you just know, okay, so I'm doing this for my liberations. So then there's going to be cause for liberations. Okay? That's important. That's the point here. Whole point. Not necessarily sick of samsara, but you know, just knowing how complicated it is. From birth to now, you know. Job, you know, finding job, you know, not liking job, then you know, there's too far to drive, you know, and there's too many traffic, you know, so then there's too many competition. You know, all kinds of things, you know, in samsara. Not necessarily sick of them, but you know, like just knowing, you know. So then it means, you know, somewhere no complication or no liberation. So then with that intention, if you're doing good things, then they become the cause for that, you know, result, okay? Mm. So here, so we know so much time to this class, you know, dedicated for Alhamdulillah's mother. So almost now, it's 8:27, so I don't mind to go like little longer, so then will be probably no discussions. You just have discussions. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. What do you think? Maybe maybe see how far this second session we can go. Maybe a few more minutes, We'll see. If you're tired, please shout. If you get tired, just shout. No. Yeah, just say, time to stop, then I'll stop. Not just happy to stop. I'm happy to stop. don't upset. I'm happy to stop. Or happy to go on, or happy to stop. It doesn't matter. Oh. So now the third one. Chipua to Nyanzamjoa. Chipua means dead. Nyanzamjoa means, Nyanzamjoa means no. How did they tell? I was wondering. Nyanzamjoa means usually connecting between birth and death, you know, connecting. How do you say?
How you die and are reborn.
Reborn, nyen tam jor. Tam jor, tam means between, making connection between death and birth. That's what it means. She born nyen tam jor. She was sin, tira khan diva, tina padu dulu, tina chizu chavarin su loos. This is also good to, particular for hospice worker. Oh, so see now it's expressed here. The cause for death. Chiwe sim as a
mind at death. Mind at death. The first is causes of death.
Causes of death. Then the second one?
The mind at death.
Mind at death. Yeah, mind at death. That's a good translation. Tirakhani Diva. Where the heat will gather. Where the heat will gather?
Yes.
Tuyakani Diva. Chine Padatulu. Then how the intermediate state Pardo take place?
Yeah, how you reach the intermediate state.
Yeah, how you reach
that.
Intermediate state, Pardo. Then it is the challenge, then how you take rebirth. This is also good to know, you know, in this. Tamuru Tse Sebi Chivas. See, Tse is a lifespan. So, people use Tse, I'm not sure, like, generally speaking, so people are saying that lifespan is getting longer, so I'm not quite sure, you know. So, when you look at it from the Buddhist point of view, the Venerable Buddha came to India. At that time, it's like 100 years. Average people live 100 years. Average people live 100 years. That era is called 100 years era. That means people live pretty much 100 years. So I'm not sure. We don't have any records. Shakyamuni Buddha himself lived like 80 something. He passed. When he passed away, he was 80 something, 80 years something. 82, 83, I'm not sure. Nagarjuna lived for 150 years. Nagarjuna, when he passed away, he was 150 years old. No? Not sure about Asanga. Nagarjuna, Asanga came when Buddha passed away after 900 years. Asanga came to India. So then after 400 years, probably Nagarjuna came, and after 900 years, Asanga came. Nagarjuna stayed 150 years when he passed away. Now it's called Che means lifespan. Lifespan. I'm not sure. Lifespan. So needs change. There's some kind of energy that depending on heat or thermal and consciousness that is lifespan. So what is lifespan? Depending on heat and thought or consciousness, or say, for thoughts, depending on heat or not, you know, in the desire, of course, it depends on heat and hidden consciousness, but, you know, formless, there's no heat, so then it gets a little complicated. So anyway, it depends on energy that depending on heat and consciousness, that is light. See, what is light? That is light. Oh, technology is the one. So if you read the Vasubandhu text, Teacher of Knowledge, chapter number 3, you will find some explanation there. What is light? That's like, I'm not sure, sometimes they're translated in Tibetan, English Tibetan dictionary, they're translated soul, which is wrong. Sok is not soul. No, they're translated soul, but there's no soul. Sok, there's energy that keeps us alive. This particular energy, when the energy goes away, people will die. That's called sok. So that is life. Then the life is depending on heat and consciousness. What is this? Then the divine heat and consciousness. So if you read Abhidhamma Kosha, chapter number 3, so you will find some explanations. If they're translated, I think they only translated in English. I think. Yeah, so that's probably better English. So now, can you say this?
The causes of death? Death from the exhaustion of your lifespan.
Yeah, see, exhaustion of your lifespan. Sometimes people do die before exhaust their lifespan. See, sometimes child die in very early age. Some of them they're just living on their leftover lifespan. So it's not finished. Their human lifespan is not finished. It's not completely exhausted. So they die untimely death. No, that means, you know, die in accident, you know, all other, because that's called, there's another thing called untimely death. To meet you, untimely death. No? So people die before their lifespan been exhausted. So then the people, if they be born again, so there's sometimes, you know, that's one way to look at, you know, one way to explanation. So it frequently comes into the chart. So in Tibetan traditions, when people die, so we look at their chart, to how to handle the body and everything, you know, when, what time, you know, which day, you know, and then where the body should face, all this complicated chart. So that requires that a birth, which Tibetan, most Tibetan people don't have. Correct one, I'm not sure. So anyway, so that's called like, there's whole group dedicated for that study in Dharamsala. So that's how this Tibetan calendar, you know, every year, there's lunar. So then there's no chart that you can look your chart. So sometimes that comes into the chart. You know? So it's called untimely death. People die before their life has been exhausted. They die, you know, because of the condition. Nunji lady Chidapan the Chetamji, Sene Chiwade, Chilapan the Chiwas, no? So that is, if the life is spent has been exhausted, does not mean people will definitely die. People could live based on the merit they created, no? Even though their lives have been completely exhausted, they are living on their merit, no? So they could live. When you look at the chart, the life is only finished, but they live a long time, all based on the merit they created. Oh. That also happened. Oh. Subtle consciousness. Life is dependent on heat and consciousness. So that subtle consciousness is in the consciousness. Yeah, it's dependent on heat and consciousness. So that is life. Subtle consciousness only increases. Okay. Then you go, I'm going to lay it up on the 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, know, in a marriage, you know, so then that's it. Huh? Then what he says, can you read the rest? You know?
Death. Says it all. Death from the exhaustion of your lifespan means dying after you have used up all of the lifespan that was projected by your previous karma.
Projected karma, sometimes it's called throwing karma. Projected karma, throwing karma, that's more close to the meaning of the Tibetan word, tingekile, throwing karma, that's more close passage into the Tibetan word, okay? Second one.
As the time has come, you die. Then death from exhaustion of your merit means.
And this is a little bit hard to explain. So see, everything that we are enjoying, this is like our own investment. Investment, we invested all the good things that we are enjoying now. Even though it's able to study Lam Rim, meeting with Lam Rim, teaching Lama Tsongkhapa, teaching. This all our has the result of our own investment. Not the money, but in the merit. Merit, see. So that you... according to one of the Chantakriti texts called Middle Way, something, what do you call? Not fundamental. Middle way text written by Chantakriti. In that text, when you read, it says, "No, Jeji, Ngudi, Yongzu Seven, Na, Shinjetela, Ngudi, Jumjimis." So this is all, you know, a result of our positive karma that we are enjoying, you know, all these good things. So death as a cause, you know, will exhaust, right? When that cause exhausts, they're not able to find food. See, even though your lifespan is not finished, the people die because there's no enough nutrition. See, so there's no lack of resource, right? It's not like because of shortage of lifespan. You might have 8 years of lifespan, but you know, not finding the basic necessity. Such as shelter, food, nutrition, you know, something like that. You know, people then, you know, we see it, you know, people die. So that's like death.
Death from exhaustion of your merit.
Exhaustion of your merit. So therefore, so here, you know, what is saving? Saving. So now I'm eating my saving. So then it's getting quite dangerous. So then you have to put more of that saving. So that's exactly, they also apply, same idea apply to merit too. No, Mary will in the saving bank, so Mary will be make sure that there will be no, I say, that bank account doesn't get empty of merit. Oh, so this is taking myself. So there's solemn signature. Makes sense now that human life that we have, like we are one of the humans, you know. Our lifespan is not definite. There's another three human realms. I said, one of them, they live 1,000 years. Guaranteed they live 1,000 years. Everybody in the human realm, these are human, they live 1,000 years. Another human realm, they live 500 years. Everybody will 500 years. That's maximum. Then another realm, there's 250 years. In our realms, no, there's no guarantee. No, used to be 100 or this. Sometimes in the Chivaji, Yoji, sometimes in the Chivaji, Chivani, Yoji, mean Chivata word now, that explains. Young our Mava Machivani, Chemazava Chivi, Chi, Gu, don't somebody at all. Then they can read, please, a little more. Then I'll publish. Yeah, so then next session I'll stop.
There's also death from failure to avoid danger in regard to which the sutras list 9 causes and conditions for premature death.
So, can you say repeat?
There is also death from failure to avoid danger.
Oh, yeah.
In regard to which the sutras list 9 causes and conditions for premature death.
The first one? These are quite easy, but not need much explanation. Huh?
Overeating. Eating something indigestible.
Oh,
Eating without.
So now this is talking about healthy choice, no? This is talking about, this is an advertisement for the whole food. Before we eat, we say some prayers. Some of the prayer is offering to 3 jewels, Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Some of the offering is kaze, mandatory, because kaze means food. Something that you eat from mouth, kaze, no, it's food. Mandatory was seeing that food as a medicine. That's what you're saying, you know. That's also part of the offerings, food offering. Kaze, mandatory, but I myself see that food as a medicine. Kaze, mandatory. Deja, shendamya, but think it is. I'm going to use this food without anger and attachment. So basically eating the food with wrong thought. I'm not going to eat this food with wrong thought. I'm going to see this food as a medicine, and I'm going to eat this food with the positive thought, not negative thought. Positive thought is not negative thought. No, means wrong, I say. Or maybe to get, stronger, maybe to get, arrogant, too big, become strong, like, for my muscles, not like that. Not like the wrong thinking, Just to become healthy. Then I can serve. I can create merit. I can serve, I can create merit. Or that's how the offering, one part of offering like that. Just to, I say, eliminate physical sicknesses. Rinpoche wrote this small booklet about food offerings. So maybe there are. Shase, roja dimi. Shase, that's honorific for the food. Shase, shell means, honorific for mouth. Usually you say ka. Ka means this, not honorific. That's not polite way to say. Ka means this, very casual. Shell means, that's honorific. Shase, the same as food. Roja means like, here you say feast. So that means, 100 different tastes, roja. 100 different tastes, shase roja. Means that not one just dish, there's many dish. There's like 100 different taste involved in all kinds of variety of food. Shazir Raja Dini Yitabasa, Leja Dini Jawase Jelas. I'm offering this 100 different tastes of food, you know, good looking food. I'm offering to the, you know, three Jews. And like people, whoever offering this food to me, so I will dedicate it the merit for their well-being or their enlightenment, their liberations. So this kind of thought. So that's, I think, right thought to have when you eat the food. So I think it's also good for the food for thought that we have class here. Or food for thought, you know, probably sometimes good to talk about this a little bit, food for thought, no? Kaze, how we are doing? Stop? Yeah. So now I'll stop. Oh, yeah. Today, next Wednesday, then police, you know, say, whenever you have free time, please say a few money mantras, you know, for Ramana's mother, okay? Yeah, Ramana, dedication, yeah.
So, if you turn in the prayer books to page 246, we'll do the prayer by Shanti Deva. May all by suffering the body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And if you turn back one page, we'll do the long life prayer for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you're the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the next page, the prayer for Ken Rinpoche, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision and who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then the prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche, you who uphold the Siddhura's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjina's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Migme sewe te je je je
Thank you very much. Good night. And all the people who's watching online, good night too.